4-3, Joe Elliott and Terry Miners in the studio with your reaction to the O.J. Simpson verdict today. Found not guilty on both counts. Boy, Terry, if you didn't have a tear in your eye while listening to Fred Goldman, you got ice water in your veins.
Just like that woman, Kim, who called us a little while ago. She, the daughter of a murder victim so many years ago, and she said just watching these people today just opens all of her wounds again. They never heal, and there's no closure for the Goldman family, even though there is a civil suit pending. What's the possible outcome of that, Joe? Just money? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, civil suit. There is a preponderance of the evidence. That's the proof, and there certainly seems to be a preponderance of the evidence, so they could recover money, but, you know, even if it's millions, it's only money.
Mm-hmm.
Ed, thanks for waiting. You're on 84 WHAS.
Thank God for speakerphone.
I heard that.
Sorry, all the breaks are coming in off the network.
I'd like to respond to something each of you said. First of all, I'd like to register an attaboy to Terry for planting the foot in that ass that so badly needed kicking earlier in the show.
Isn't that amazing, though, that people like that walk around and they're not chained down?
Amazed. You'd be amazed if you were out here with the peons to know how many there are walking around. And Joe, you and I are going to disagree vehemently. You asked a question a while ago. You were obviously begging the question. It was a rhetorical. Did not that jury have any moral obligation to the Goldman and Brown family? The answer is unequivocally no. That is not a jury's job. A jury's job is a finder of fact, not to react emotionally or on moral basis to anybody's pain. That sounds cruel, but that's the way the system is.
No, I agree with that. The jury does not need to react to the pain. I think the jury pretty much ignored the facts in this case. But, hey, it's their call. They were charged with that responsibility. System is all we have. We have to respect it.
But, now, Ed, by the same token, though, does the jury have the responsibility to answer to social problems like racism, as opposed to just sticking to the issue of the two dead people on the sidewalk?
Well, I am not an aficionado of Jane's theory that that racism was the basis for this decision. There were three members on that jury that weren't black, and nobody had a gun to their head. So if the basis of this decision was because of the racial makeup of the jury, then it's, you know, we got a discrepancy here somewhere. But the thing that nobody has mentioned, and I hope everybody understands, is that all that jury has done is made it clear, and I agree wholeheartedly, that the police and the prosecution did not do their job. They did not prove that man guilty beyond a shadow of a doubt with untainted evidence. But that doesn't mean that people have to treat O.J. Simpson as though he didn't do it. Just because the jury has said that the prosecution did not get their job done, that doesn't mean that people have to walk up and shake O.J.'s hand. We can still, in our own hearts, be sure that that man did what they said he did. It's just that the prosecution didn't prove it to the jury, and that's their job.
You're right. The prosecution did not prove it to the jury. I think Johnny Cochran did a brilliant job with a smoke machine. And let me just clear up something that we had said earlier. You know, on this show, you react instantly, and I have to take your point. I think the jury has no moral obligation to answer to the pain of the Goldmans or to the Brown family. That is clearly not their job. It's an emotional time for me, but you are absolutely correct. That is clearly not their job. Their job is to find the facts. I think they made the incorrect decision, but that is our system. It's the best one around.
I think we have started down a pretty slippery slope in involving victims, friends, and families in courtroom proceedings. Maybe there is some valid reason in sentencing hearings where the judge is deciding what the sentence is going to be, or the jury is deciding what the sentence is going to be, depending on what state it is. But as far as the first part of the trial that determines innocence and guilt, I don't think there is any place in that for family members and friends of the victim or the defendant. It's just they don't belong there, because that's not what the purpose of that hearing is for. It's to determine fact and to find out if there is good reason to put this guy in jail.
Well, the other one, you had Denise Brown testifying because her testimony was relevant about the treatment that O.J. had of Nicole and things, but we didn't have Fred Goldman talking to the jury.
Right. I didn't say it was done in this trial. I think that all the people that testified have valid reason for being on the witness chair. But any more, it seems like we're involving a lot of people that are not parties to the crime. The parties to the crime are the victim and the defendant, mm-hmm. or the perpetrator. And those are the two people that are the principals, not the family of anybody. And when you're dealing with the case to determine whether you're going to put somebody behind bars or not, emotionality should be kept out of it all it possibly can. And that's not the direction we're going.
Thank you for the call, Ed. Good to hear from you today. Let's go to Tony. You're on 84 WHAS.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Not bad. Tony, how you doing?
Very well. Terry, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry, Miss Jane. you know, I feel like that the prosecution bumbled and fumbled the ball. But regardless, I feel like that there was a travesty of justice done today. I think that they both sides made a mockery of our system. And I believe that Mr. Simpson, when he gets home and that little girl runs and jumps up in his arms, he's going to see his ex-wife, Nicole, looking back at him every time he looks in her eyes. And I think it's going to drive him crazy. And I hope it does. Because obviously the man's guilty. He took two lives. I feel like that Nicole and Ron's blood cries from the grave for justice. And even though our system couldn't provide that justice, I believe it'll be done in the spirit world, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know how to reply to that, but that's an interesting sentiment you have, Tony.
I don't like to see anybody suffer or anything, but I do believe that when OJ sees his little girl, and the resemblance is so remarkable, that he'll, I don't know, he just might even confess.
Well, I wouldn't count on that.
No. Any guy who could sit there in that courtroom all that time and see those photographs and listen to the Goldmans weeping behind him and not finally fess up, he can take it. Now, he's been through the worst part.
You know, I'm with Tony. Thank you very much for the call. I'm with Tony, Terry, to that extent. I mean, I would like to think that that's the way this is going to work, but, I mean, sometimes life is inherently unfair, and I think it's very possible that O.J. Simpson, while it'll never be back to the way it was, you know, golf outings, corporate America, and all that kind of stuff, O.J. may be able to make a hell of a living selling all kinds of products.
Mm-hmm.
He may come out of this, let's not delude ourselves, he may come out of this pretty well.
It's true. I mean, I know they're going to be selling all sorts of O.J. merchandise and who knows what else. And also, did we say this on the air or off air earlier? Talking about the potential for civil suits. If the guy moves out of the country now, that's no problem for him.
Yeah, he can move out of the country. I don't know. Can they collect if he, depending on where he moves?
No, they can't. You can't force.
Well, depending on where he moves, they might. You know, they can get the judgment, but can they collect the judgment? That, of course, is the
right. Yeah, that's right. They can get a judgment in absentia, but
right. But collecting it is
another story.
Is something totally different. We're at 5043 from 84 WHAS. Well, we're going to take your calls throughout the afternoon here and into the evening, 571-8484 and toll-free 800-444-8484. We'll get back to the phones when we get back on 84 WHAS.
Hi, honey. Looks like another late night. Well, you know how important tomorrow's presentation is if they don't see these big...
The American entrepreneur, determined, dedicated, willing to put in as many hours as it takes. At Savin, we've been helping America's entrepreneurs for over 30 years. And today, we're as dedicated as ever to keeping America's businesses running with the best office equipment in the business. From copiers and digital multifunctional systems to fax machines and shredders, all backed by the best service in the business. You can depend on the people at Savin to do whatever it takes to keep your business going. And you can always count on Savin to treat every business like big business. Savin, dedicated to keeping your business running.
Honey, I'll just be another hour. Why don't you tell the kids to wait up?
Depend on the unduplicated copier professionals. Just call 589-5555. That's Duplicator Sales and Service, 831 East Broadway.
This is the sound of the average handheld computer game that seems permanently attached to a lot of our kids these days. And you know, they're not nearly as difficult as you might think. When a kid gets bit by a crocodile, hit by a meteor, or falls into a bottomless pit, he just loses a few points or starts all over again. If only it were that simple in everyday life. Fortunately, when a child really does get hurt, they almost always land at Cosair Children's Hospital. Because whether it's handling those occasional bumps and bruises or treating problems much more serious, caring for kids is all they do. They even work to keep kids out of the hospital with programs like Safety City, burn prevention education, even promoting health in schools. So no matter what kind of dangers our kids run up against, there really is a place that can help them get through it. Cosair Children's Hospital. In the game of life, they help kids keep playing.
The baseball great George Brett for Your Life Vitamins.
You know, the National Cancer Institute has some good advice. Eat 5 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every day. I try to follow that advice, and I also take something new from my friends at Your Life Vitamins. Phytonutrients. Phytonutrients are tablets made from fresh vegetables and contain many nutrients you don't get in vitamins alone. Phytonutrients. It's like getting a fastball right down the middle.
Look for Your Life Phytonutrients at CVS, Eckerd, and other fine stores.
Cardinal fans, join UofL football coach Ron Cooper and me Wednesday night for Cardinal Connection. We'll be at the Riverwatch Lounge at Kingfish from 7 until 8 o'clock. We'll take your questions and you can't be there in person. We'll have prizes, great food, of course, and Coach Cooper will answer all your questions about UofL football. Join us Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at Kingfish for Cardinal Connection, right here on the home of the Cards, 84 WHAS.
258 and 84 WHAS. We'll get back to the phones in just a few minutes here. We'll have a status report from ABC. John Asher, Mary Jeffries will check the rest of the news. Then we'll come back to your telephone calls here, 571-8484 and toll-free 800-444-8484. And you know, Terry, one of the more interesting dynamics going on in the courtroom, the Brown family and the Simpson family have been very close. There was some talk yesterday about the mother of Nicole Brown kneeling down at the wheelchair of Mrs. Simpson, O.J.'s mother, and them holding hands and talking, and they've remained very close. Imagine all the strange dynamics going on in that family. It must just be heart-wrenching.
Absolutely, and it'll be interesting to watch in the months to come to see how all these relationships will, whether or not there will be some bond. The children are the bond, and we'll see how all that goes. I mean, the tabloids aren't going to let this rest, that's for sure. They're going to keep you apprised of the comings and goings of all these particular characters.
At some point, O.J., I'm sure, will want to get his 9-year-old daughter, Sydney, his 7-year-old son, Justin, back. And the Browns told Diane Sawyer that what they are, that now when they walk into a store and things, Justin or Sydney will say, "Aunt Denise, there's some magazines. Turn them over on the rack. I don't want to see."
Hmm.
So it must be. It's going to be an awfully devastating thing for these kids to worry about too. We're going to come back after the news on 84 WHAS.
This is Kentuckiana's new weather and traffic station.
84 WHAS, Louisville.
News on the hour.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Mary Jeffries. News Radio 84 WHAS. This will go down as one of the most emotional days in recent American history. The trial that riveted the nation and much of the world for nearly a year is over, and the legendary defendant is once again a free man. O.J. Simpson found not guilty today of murdering his ex-wife Nicole and waiter Ron Goldman. We now join ABC News for a live special report on the O.J. Simpson verdict.
Overcome with emotion, Fred Goldman, the father of murder victim Ron Goldman, he says justice was not served by the not guilty verdict in the O.J. Simpson trial. Goldman had ranted and raved at defense tactics during the trial. Today he's very subdued with tears in his eyes, remembering the night his son was killed last year.
Last June 13th, 94. Was the worst nightmare of my life. This is the second.
O.J. Simpson's lawyer, Johnny Cochran, says justice was done in this trial. Simpson, now a free man and back at his home, says his main goal in life from now on is tracking down the killer or killers of his ex-wife and Ron Goldman. This is ABC News.
In downtown Louisville, attorneys from around Kentucky watched the reading of the Simpson verdict at the Commonwealth Convention Center. That's where the Kentucky Bar Association is meeting. News Radio 84's Mindy Peterson reports.
Hundreds of attorneys assembled in a large room where the verdict was seen delivered on a large screen. That room became very silent when the proceedings began. As soon as the verdict was read, there was much talk, though, with many people bringing up the same words, reasonable doubt. That's what Robin Lamastis had to say.
What would be interesting to know is if, did the jury really buy that there was this huge conspiracy? I can't imagine that they did, but they did it enough, they placed enough that was effective to think, well, there is a little bit, there's a reasonable doubt.
Lamastis is an attorney here in Louisville. Many others echoed her sentiments, with some saying mistakes by the LAPD could have made Simpson a free man. From the Commonwealth Convention Center, Mindy Peterson, News Radio 84, WHAS.
All across America, people gathered around radios and televisions to find out the long-awaited Simpson verdict. At the Brewery Bar and Restaurant in Louisville, the lunch crowd gathered around the TV screens. Robert Cron says he knew all along that Simpson would be acquitted.
Well, for one thing, I think the prosecution did a poor job in proving their side of it. And the jury has to deal with the facts of the case and what they understood it to be. And I think they did a good job with it.
And we'll be bringing you reaction to the Simpson verdict throughout this afternoon. In other news today, voters in Elizabethtown are streaming to the polls. It's E-Town's first wet, dry vote in 35 years. A heavy turnout is reported. Back in 1960, dry forces defeated those seeking the legal sale of alcohol by a margin of 3-1. Hurricane Opal is slowly approaching the U.S. The National Weather Service says Opal is about 415 miles south-southwest of the Mississippi River. Hurricane watches extend from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 32 points at 4729. Meteorologist Chuck Taylor is next with the WHAS Storm Team Forecast. It's 3:03 at News Radio 84 WHAS.
There's no time more beautiful than fall in the country. And this year, fall's even more lovely because this fall is Bray Orchard's first annual Pumpkin Festival. Hi, Wayne Perkey, and this Saturday and Sunday, bring the whole family to Bray Orchard's for hayrides, live music, the pumpkin house, the incredible maze, and more. Mom can enjoy a demonstration of fall flower arranging, Dad can see an antique gas engine demonstration, and the kids will love watching the Hickory Grove Llamas. Visit the booth, see the crafts, and then stay for some great bootleg barbecue. Bring the whole family to Bray Orchard's first annual Pumpkin Festival this weekend. Take I-71 north to exit 28. Go west, you reach US 42, then north 7 miles. Sponsored by Fuel Tractor Sales of Campbellsburg and McCubbin Motors of Madison. Bray Orchard's Roadside Market. They just do it right.
Join Wayne Perkey this Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30 for the Great Pumpkin Contest Weigh-In with a $300 grand prize. And Sunday at 2, there will be a kids' pumpkin painting contest at Bray Orchard's first annual Pumpkin Festival.
If you're looking for an engine treatment that really does protect your car's engine against wear, you need to know the facts. Up to 80% of all engine wear can occur during cold starts before engine parts are fully lubricated. Slick 50 Advanced Formula Engine Treatment is proven to bond to engine surfaces for long-term protection right from the start. It's your car. Protect it with the engine treatment trusted over 25 million times since 1978. Slick 50, because starting your engine is a terrible thing to do.
As he drove the carpool full of non-smokers, Harold, knowing he couldn't smoke, deeply lamented having left his Wrigley Spearmint gum in his Bermudas, in his hamper. But there, under the seat next to Emma, was one last glorious stick. Oh, for that cool, clean spearmint taste. Oh, for that pure chewing satisfaction. Oh.
Dad, that's my gum.
Oh, it's going to be a long trip.
When you can't smoke, don't forget your Wrigley Spearmint.
The excitement of University of Kentucky football.
Go, Cats!
Listen for every UK game on the 50,000-watt Big Blue Blowtorch. 84 WHAS.
This is meteorologist Chuck Taylor with the WHAS Storm Team Forecast. A weak cold front west of here is pushing eastward and is producing quite a bit of rain and even a few thunderstorms around. Looks like that front will push through the region later on tonight, and that will bring a temporary end to our rain. But another front could mean more showers by Thursday. So for this afternoon, look for periods of rain with a high near 70. Tonight we'll see a few showers with lows near 58. Tomorrow, the showers will end, and we should see a little sunshine breaking through. The high will be near 76. Tomorrow night, it will be partly cloudy with a low near 60, and on Thursday, it will be mostly cloudy, and showers will redevelop. The high on Thursday will be near 75. Right now, with light rain, it's 68 at 84 WHAS. I'm Storm Team Meteorologist Chuck Taylor.
I'm Mary Jeffries, News Radio 84 WHAS. Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station depend on it.
84 WHAS.
Hi, everybody. Terry Miners here at 84 WHAS, along with Joe Elliott. And let me give you a couple program notes here to start. We'll suspend our usual 824 contest for today. We normally do that just before 4 o'clock. We'll just roll that over into tomorrow and save a little money for you and double up the money for tomorrow, in fact. So we'll play that game tomorrow, 824, because our phone lines are all committed for the afternoon on the talk show. We'd love to hear your thoughts regarding the outcome of the O.J. Simpson trial. Joe Elliott is a multi-talented talk show host you can hear on this radio station, normally 9 till midnight, weeknights, and on the Sunday morning talk show. But you've been working round robin here of late here, Joe. You're like a swing shift guy.
Been putting in a few hours, but I will be in tonight from 9 till midnight. We're going to have Charlie Ricketts, our legal consultant here, will be back. We're going to talk about this case tonight in some more detail. And Dr. Stan will join us for a short visit on the telephone tonight, talking about the impact of the children and what the jury might have been thinking. And we may hear from a couple of other experts, but most of all, we want to hear from you on the telephones.
Okay, I normally would have used parody songs and other things that were part of the ongoing situation here in the O.J. Simpson circus that's gone on here for the past year and a half. But we're just going to use the time this afternoon to take phone calls, and obviously it's a traumatic day for a lot of people, too, and obviously don't want to make light of anybody's pain. A woman mentioned earlier today, too, that in a related case, she was the granddaughter of a murder victim, and how all this was stirring up those old emotions in her again, and I know it's tough for a lot of people. We want to hear what you think about the outcome and where we're catapulting now in terms of our judicial system. Are we headed in the right direction? Did the right thing happen today? We all know you want us to shut up about the O.J. trial, but not today, because everybody's stirring around. I doubt there is a pair of ears or eyes in America that wasn't affixed to some broadcast box at 1 o'clock today to find out what was going to happen. It must have been like Super Bowl Sunday. I bet there weren't many cars rolling down the road.
And this is more than just about whether or not O.J. Simpson is guilty or not guilty at this point. This is really about our justice system, and, I mean, race has been brought into this. This, I think, is really about who we are.
All right, very good. Melinda, you're on the air. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad I was waiting. I don't think I could have said anything after Mr. Goldman got finished with his speech. It just tore my heart out. I, too, feel like O.J. is guilty, and I've been trying to comprehend how the jury could arrive at the verdict they did, but Ed kind of enlightened me a little bit on that. I enjoyed both your last two callers, Ed and the one following. And Ed made the point that I wanted to bring out, too. I was going to just say thumbs up for Terry, but he said it's much better than I did, and that I would as a lady.
Oh, this is a reference, folks. Earlier today, a man called in here, and in a thinly veiled way, was slamming all African Americans or whatever.
Right. And I don't buy that. You know, I try not to look at the color of a person's skin. You look the best you can to the color of their heart.
I just think that somebody like that, though, makes the rest of the Caucasian race look bad. I mean,
I feel like I was just ashamed that I was white. I just felt dirty. That's terrible.
Makes humanity look bad. And I got to tell you, though, I take no responsibility for this idiot.
Well,
I'm sorry, but as a white man, I take no responsibility for this guy.
Well, I had a couple other things I wanted to say about this. I feel like after this is all over, I don't know whether he's guilty or whether he's not, and only God knows, and him or, you know, whoever else. But I think now they ought to put Mark Furman on trial and Johnny Cochran for the way he's abused the race issue, and just try them for a while and kind of... Maybe that would lighten things up in the country.
Johnny Cochran's doing his job, though.
I know.
That's what it comes down to. It's check your conscience at the door.
I know.
That's the line of work.
And I appreciate he's a brilliant man. And I think he could have been just as brilliant without throwing the race in there.
Well, that's a P.T. Barnum job. I know it's a learned profession. You have to go to school so many years and so forth, but part of it comes down to, and I'm going to make a crude analogy here, but I'm sorry, it's fitting. A lawyer, a criminal defense lawyer, and I'll qualify, and a prostitute have something in common, and that's for a price they'll assume any position. Right. Now, I've heard that line many times before, and
I think
Johnny Cochran's a perfect example of that.
He absolutely is. And I think another thing I just want to say, just all when it comes to this race issue, that two wrongs don't make a right. You can stand up and down the blacks, or you can down the whites, and we all got to live on this planet together. And, you know, we might as well learn to get along and learn to love. I've got a lot of black friends and a lot of black associates, and I have no problems at all with them. And it makes me sick to hear all this mess brought up that can stir up. I know it has to stir up hurt in their hearts because they have been mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to just forget it all, and I'd like them to be able to forget it all, and let's get along.
It will be very interesting, though, to find out what the jury's thought process was.
Yes. I'm going to be listening for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Melinda, so long. It's also interesting to note that I don't think lawyers are any more popular in the outcome of this trial either. You know, lawyers take a banging from people like me in the media who I make a living off making jokes, and lawyers are an easy target, but they have disrupted enough lives to warrant that.
But I bet you have friends who are attorneys.
Sure,
who,
I do.
Who have been cringing at what Johnny Cochran has done lately.
That's right.
I mean, I have talked to lawyers who say, my God, you know, you think it's been bad before. Now, nobody's ever going to give us any slack.
Yeah, now in law school, they'll probably add extra curriculum to send you to the Strasburg School of Acting, you know, or at least the Jim Baker Televangelist School to give yourself that preacher's screaming and wheezing over whatnot.
But, Terry, his client is a free man today.
That's true.
That's the whole point. That's what Johnny Cochran was hired to do. He did it. Was the dream team worth the money? Unquestionably, the answer to that question now is yes.
Absolutely. Jerry, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you, I was probably the only person in Jefferson County that was not watching or listening.
Oh, okay.
When they came on at 1 o'clock and finally told us what the verdict was.
First off, how did you resist the temptation, Jerry?
Well, I knew there was plenty of idiots running around that would be more than happy to tell me. Now, don't laugh, guys, because you're getting it now.
Okay, all right, well, hit us.
Come on, it's over. Let's get a life. You know, let's talk about something else. Surely something's going on in the world.
That's coming tomorrow.
This county, something that we can talk about. It's over. What I say, what you say, or what anybody else calls in says, isn't going to change it.
Right, okay? except for the civil suits.
Sir?
Except for the potential civil
suits.
Well,
let's wait and see what happens there. I mean, that'll give you all another couple, 3 months worth of, you know, TV and radio coverage.
We're counting on
it. But I'd like to see something on television besides this. I've been a hostage for a year and a half.
You will. And it starts at 3-4 o'clock tomorrow.
Jerry, how long did you hold today?
Too damn long, let me tell you. If it wasn't for the lady that I work with here begging me to be on the radio, I'd have hung up 25 minutes ago.
Well, see, that's the thing. Everybody has, even the people who say, if you look at the research, the people who say, man, I hate that trial, and then, now I'm not saying that this is necessarily the case with you, but so many people who say they have no interest in it, I mean, they know all the characters, they know all the players.
Unfortunately, I don't. If I took a quiz, I'd have to fail.
Good. Jerry, I've gone through the same thing at my house, too. When I'm sitting there, my wife and I are sitting there, and a news magazine, the next, coming up next, Johnny Cochran, boom, I'm gone. I couldn't stand it for the last 6 months, but in these last 2 days, or since Friday when they wrapped it up, I thought, now I want to pay attention. So, because, number one, I make a living.
I'm sure I'm not the first one to ask it. If they had not had the television coverage that they had, don't you think the whole thing would have been cleared up in 30 days or less, maybe?
Maybe not that soon, but absolutely a lot shorter.
Yeah, a lot shorter, but not
and
in
I
Los Angeles.
I know that the American public has, quote-unquote, the right to know, but do we have to know, you know, like when the jurors go to the bathroom and, you know, what Johnny Cochran had for breakfast and all that other stuff?
It's market-driven, Jerry. It's market-driven. There wouldn't be all this attention if people didn't want to see it. I mean, look at CNN's rating.
Didn't give us a choice.
No. It's not true. You could watch reruns of Newhart all day long the other day if you wanted to. Look at CNN's ratings. Look at Court TV's. I mean, Court TV and CNN and the networks have all gotten well. Why did NBC News do so much with the OJ coverage? It continued to help the ratings over the last year.
That's what it was all about. It wasn't about the trial. It was about ratings.
Well, of course.
Just think about the unemployment figures that are coming out next month for all these parasite reporters that have been hanging around there, clinging. What's Greta Van Susteren going to do in her crooked little smile? We won't be seeing.
She got
every
a new
night.
Show out of this.
Well.
She got a new daily show out of it.
Everybody will wind up with something good out of it,
that's right.
Unfortunately. But thanks for your time. And,
okay, Jerry.
Bye.
Jerry, have you had any OJ? Oh, never mind. I was going to get him one more time. It's 3:16. And he enjoyed hanging up anyway. 3:16, back in a moment on 84 WHAS.
Get your WHAS Crusade for Children entertainment card now. It has coupons worth $240 in discounts from 30 of your favorite area restaurant stores and attractions, like Wendy's, the Louisville Zoo, Baskin-Robbins, Discovery Zone, Rally's, the Star of Louisville, and more. All for $10, which benefits the Crusade for Children. Pick up your card now at BP, Kroger, Target, or Fifth Third Bank. And thanks for supporting the Crusade from 84 WHAS.
The National Association of the Remodeling Industry has put together a free booklet for you all about remodeling. Okay, let's nail that rafter into place. It lists the do's and don'ts of remodeling. Helpful hints for working with contractors that can get you through the biggest job or the smallest. Like how to select a remodeler who's reputable, honest, and within your budget. The importance of detailed specs and how to design with function in mind. Necessary permits for the Kentuckiana area. What to look for in a contract and how to judge the job when it's finished. Plus, you'll find listings of member contractors in Kentuckiana. Hey, with this easy-to-read booklet to guide you, you'll have all the information you need to make your next remodeling job a whole lot easier. For your free copy, call 454-7157. And if you're a contractor, call about becoming a member of NARI. That number again is 454-7157. From the National Association of the Remodeling Industry.
Baseball great George Brett for Your Life Vitamins.
You know, the National Cancer Institute has some good advice. Eat 5 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every day. I try to follow that advice, and I also take something new from my friends at Your Life Vitamins. Phytonutrients. Phytonutrients are tablets made from fresh vegetables and contain many nutrients you don't get in vitamins alone. Phytonutrients. It's like getting a fastball right down the middle.
Look for Your Life Phytonutrients at CVS, Eckerd, and other fine stores.
The WHS Storm Team forecast from Chuck Taylor. More of what you've been enjoying for the last several hours. Some rain. Your plants are just loving that. Cloudy showers tonight, low 58. Tomorrow, showers ending and becoming partly sunny. Most of this spinning off of Opal. Actually, Thursday we've got it coming back. That could be more of Opal's mess. But tomorrow, expect a little sunshine around for the second half of the day and a high in the mid-70s. Thursday, it'll get up to 75 again, but the clouds and showers come back. It's 68 now, light rain in downtown Louisville at 84 WHAS, your official weather station. It's 319. Joe Elliott along with Terry Miners in the studio this afternoon taking calls, obviously, about the outcome of the quote-unquote trial of the century. And Joe Elliott, may I address that expression, trial of the century? Is this how you qualify that one? Because I have a different idea about what the trial of the century was.
I didn't believe it was the trial of the century until this all got going, and now I would say, well, of course, you know, the media really made it the trial of the century.
Mm-hmm. Okay, considering this in its time, I still say we have to go back to the Bruno Hauptmann trial as the trial of the century. That's the man who was accused and
Lindbergh baby.
Convicted of right. Killing the Lindbergh baby, which mesmerized the nation. We didn't have the broadcast capability that we do today, but I mean, that was, you're talking about the quintessential American hero as opposed to a football guy. I mean, come on, he's an American hero. He's not Neil Armstrong. I'm talking about O.J. I mean, he's a hero in sports, but He isn't Neil Armstrong. He's certainly no Charles Lindbergh.
But imagine the press coverage. You're right. If we had CNN and Court TV, Charles Lindbergh had done this in 1987 instead of 27, it's crossing of the Atlantic, we would have just a media frenzy.
Okay, we have to go to ABC News for another update. Back in just a moment.
O.J. Simpson is a free man. He's not guilty of murder, says the jury. And these people who gathered at the Cheers bar in Boston to watch the verdict just can't believe it.
Money will buy anything in this country. And it's absolutely insane.
This is outrageous.
All the evidence led to guilty. I don't understand how they could have found otherwise.
I'm terrified.
Why?
Because you can get away with murder now.
Joining me live is legal analyst June Grasso of Court TV. June, what do you say to those people? How could this verdict happen?
Well, you can say that, first of all, the timeline played an important part in this case, and the jury may have found that O.J. Simpson didn't have enough time, according to the prosecution's case, to commit this. You could also say that the integrity of the evidence wasn't there, and if the jury doesn't trust the evidence, then it doesn't matter if there's a mountain of evidence there.
You think the jurors had their minds made up long before the final witnesses were heard?
I think that's possible, because there's no way in about 3 hours that they could have discussed all this evidence. There's just too much evidence there.
That's Court TV's June Grasso. This is ABC News. Celebrating today outside the courtroom in Los Angeles.
O.J. is free! O.J. is free!
O.J. is free, chanted a group of Simpson supporters when they heard the word. Fred Goldman was not cheering. With tears in his eyes and a lump in his throat, the father of murder victim Ron Goldman declared that justice was not served by the not guilty verdict.
This prosecution team didn't lose today. I deeply believe that this country lost today.
Simpson lawyer Johnny Cochran begs to differ. He says justice was served. As for his client, O.J. Simpson,
he believes the killers or killer are still out there and he wants to do something about that.
O.J. Simpson is back home now, a free man. I'm Bob Hart, ABC News.
84 WHAS. Hey, and this is Terry Miners with Joe Elliott in the studio this afternoon talking about the O.J. Simpson trial. Dennis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What I'm going to say is not an apology for Mark Furman, but an explanation, if you please. My uncle was a police detective in Cincinnati. He wasn't raised in a bigoted environment, but he became that way. His life was put in peril many times, almost always by blacks. And he did not spare using the N-word. And as a matter of fact, his fellow black colleagues that were detectives used that word freely too. And I think that we've got to acknowledge, very sadly, that most violent crime in this country is committed by black people. And they imperil the lives of law enforcement people every day. And try as you will, you cannot continue to overlook it. It is so easy to become prejudiced. And I think that the N-word, as some use it, really doesn't apply to all black people.
Well, how thoughtful of you. Of course it doesn't apply to all black people. I mean, there are troublemakers in the society. And yes, there are some black people who endanger the lives of law enforcement officials. I'll give you an example. Officer John Gregg is laying in a hospital bed right now in Jeffersontown by some maniac, some Caucasian maniac who drove into this community 2 weeks ago. Don't assign all crime to a particular race.
Almost all violent crime is committed by black people in this country. The prisons testify to that, don't they?
No, they don't. There are a lot of black people in prison, but not
the majority of people in our prisons are black.
There is an inordinate number, percentage-wise. You're right.
And it's a sad thing. It's terribly sad.
But see, here you are painting with a broad stroke across all African Americans, and that's why they don't like us.
Well, let's look, as long as we're going to look at facts here, let's look at where we stand on the socio and economic scale, and when we get down to the kind of income per households and jobs and all those kinds of things. I don't know, what's the percentage of, when you get into poor whites, poor blacks, mm-hmm. what's the percentage of crime in those situations? And I would also say Mark Furman's problem was not just that he used the, quote, N-word. I mean, yeah, Red Fox used the N-word, but Red Fox never talked like Mark Furman did. Mark Furman had such a callous disregard for anyone who had black skin, talking about how he liked to make trouble for African Americans, how he would tear up their driver's license and then charge them with not having one. He was always looking for some way to disrupt the lives of black people. It wasn't just the word, it was his attitude in those tapes that really made a difference.
And genocidal talk too, though, which is a lot different than saying, yeah, you know, I don't want to hang around with you.
Terry, I want to say that I think today was a travesty of justice, and a vicious murderer has gone free, and the victims will not be requited until the day of judgment.
I believe O.J. is guilty as sin, but I don't think, you know, O.J. did all he could to try and not associate with the people of South Central Los Angeles.